God, let's stand up one more time and give a shout out to the Lord. Praise God. One amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus for this service. We thank you for the word of God that's going to go forth boldly. We thank you that there'll be accuracy in the Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that's in here, that indwells our hearts, that's upon us to do what you call us to do. We thank you, Lord God, for those that are watching on live stream that may the power of God descend upon them. And if they're not saved, they'll reach out at the name of Jesus and be saved. Those people who are sick in bed this morning, those who are feeling down because of life's difficulties will be lifted up. And those that are bound by addictions will be loosed. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we also put faith in the precious blood of Jesus that sets us free. And so we apply the blood of Jesus to every aspect of our lives to begin to give deliverance to everyone that would call upon your name. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. And so we welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this session, that this word will be clear and with power. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. All right, be seated. Thank God for his word. Everybody say, thank God, for his word. Praise God. Amen. All right. I hope you have your Bibles with you or something to write on, take some notes. And I encourage you to take notes. You know, those people who take notes seem to learn more. Research indicates that when you take notes, if you look at your Bible or whatever apparatus you have to learn from, when you do so, you seem to learn more. I think there's a teacher over here. There's a few teachers in that room that will tell you this is so. When you write something and you put it down, you'll learn. And even more so if you write and confess, or write and tell yourself, talk to yourself about what you're writing. This will register on your spirit, because what you hear, even if it's from yourself, what you hear yourself say will build faith inside you. Amen. Not only will it build faith inside you, but it will clean your mind. It will renew your mind. Amen. Not only will it do those things, it will also strengthen your spirit. Yeah. Don't you know you have a spirit? Yeah. You don't have a spirit, but you are a spirit being. I hope you don't have any spirits. The Holy Spirit you should have is the Holy Spirit. So, thank God. Amen? Amen. Everybody say, thank God, for his word. Say, thank God, this word is for me. Praise God. Amen. All right, let's go to your scriptures here. We want to give you two scriptures, first of all, to start. So, to just get you started. You see, what's your whistle? We're talking, the topic today is the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, and Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the latter section of that verse. Matthew 1, 21, and then Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. We're just going to read just a portion of that scripture, not all of it, just for the sake of emphasizing what we're teaching and talking about this morning. Glory to God. Amen. Matthew 1, 21, there's a section, a phrase in that verse of scripture. It says there, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Everybody say, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Everybody else needs to say it too, because I don't hear everybody. I just hear a few of you. Some of you have a very soft voice, so use your outside voice if you're calling to your children for dinner. And so let's all stand up and do this together, because I believe it's important that you obey, and important that you begin to recognize this as we exercise ourselves in it. So we want to just use that one part of it, and let's go look at it right there. It's just a section, the second part of that verse of scripture. Let's go. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Three times, two more times. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. One more time. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. All right, one more scripture before you sit down. This is an exercise. If I have to stand up for an hour, maybe you could stand up for an hour. No, we won't get you to stand. 9:6, Isaiah 9:6. We take a phrase from that again. And this the phrase right here, as you can see on the screen, his name shall be called Wonderful. Okay? So you can see over here, I don't know how many phrases down or sections down, but it says his name shall be called Wonderful. Do you see that? Yeah. How many of you can see that? Let me see your hand. Okay, some of you maybe you can't see that far, but begin to say this together. Say, his name shall be called Wonderful. Again, his name shall be called Wonderful. One more time with great gusto. His name shall be called Wonderful. Thank you. Give yourself a hand. Woo! All right, I want to talk to you and teach today about, you know, this is actually a series, and so I don't know how far we'll talk about this today, but, you know, we need to, the church, the people inside the church, people who are called by the name of Jesus, who belong to him, particularly, need to look at the subject of understanding the name of Jesus, and we need to be reminded of the wonderful blessings that come with that wonderful name. The prophet said his name shall be called Wonderful. And the angel told Mary when Mary was visited by an angel. Did you know an angel was visited, or at least angel visited Jesus' mom, Mary. And that angel told Mary, you're going to have a son. And she was a virgin. And he said, you're going to call this son Jesus. Amen. How would you like to be called Jesus? How would you like to be, you know, informed by at least, you know, an angel and talk to you about something about your life? Wonderful, isn't it? Amen. So this, we need to be reminded of this name and what blessing it brings to us. Amen. Now, this is not really open to everybody. This name was given to those who believe in Jesus Christ. And so if you belong to Jesus Christ, this message, hope it resonates in your spirit and begins to open up some things for you today. So we need to learn from the scripture. What are the results of that name? That name was given to us. What are some of the results of using that name in everyday situation? You know, whenever you have trouble, rather than calling mama, you should call Jesus. I heard somebody say, you know, if you ever have trouble, son, if you ever have trouble and you don't know how to pray, just say Jesus. Amen? Amen? And we've been talking about another subject. We talked about the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus, you know, says a lot for us, the blood of Jesus. And some of us have, you know, personally discovered how that blood affects us, what that name does for us. And so the scripture shows us, opens up a whole lot of things, revelation to us about the name of Jesus. So we need to understand, maybe talk about a few hours or a few minutes here, at least this morning, about that wonderful name. His name is Wonderful. Amen. Amen. And his name is Jesus. So, you know, when you mention certain names, you know, it conjures up certain facts in your mind when you say a certain name. If you say DQ, Dairy Queen. If you say Dairy Queen, well, you don't think about a queen, you think about ice cream, right? If you think about different things, you know, you mention certain names, it associates with something from that name. You know, so I know names are very important, so we name our kids certain names to signify or mean something. You don't just throw a bunch of names in a hat, or, you know, and just write any kind of name and then and pick it out of the hat. You think about the name of your child. I know when we were having Hannah, we prayed about Hannah way before she was born. We called her life from the beginning. We prayed for her and believed God. And then we said, this girl is going to be called Hannah because she is this significant to us. She'll do this and so forth. So that name meant something to us. So hopefully when you were born, your mother and dad did that for you. They said, your name will be Dog Catcher. No? Your name will be Jane or whatever, Doug. So because we name our children after somebody famous sometimes. We name, people name their children after famous actors and entertainers, singers, and great politicians. We name our children after a relative that we want to honor, like your mother or your great-grandmother or so on, somebody. We name our children those. So names give something. They mean something to us. Okay? We should just go home now. We said something. But anyway, it does. It really means, your name. What does your name mean? So I wrote a book. I said, my name shall be called one of those. My name is Roma. So I wrote it because people ask me all the time in my life. I got sick of it. So over a space of life, Joanne, if your name, they call you Bob, people will ask you, what did you call you Bob for? So all my life, I always ask, why did you just call me Ricky or somebody or Jim? But they call me Roma. I've never met one Roma in my life, like as far as a male is concerned, personally. So my name is special. Amen. Praise God. I took it as a sign, amen, that my name is special. If you said Roma, people know who you are, who I am right away. And I was telling my wife last night, I was at the gym on Friday, and I went there quickly. And so I was there, and I talked to this young man. He was exercising way there and talked to him. I said, hey, man, just trying to encourage him. I said, man, you've lost a lot of weight, And he enjoyed that. Amen. He didn't say, get away from me, old man. And you sick old man, get away. But he said, yeah, man, I lost some weight and it was wonderful, and so forth. They said, you know what? By the way, he says, you're on television. And so he began to talk about that. But you see, but not only your face, but your name says something. Amen. Your name, you have your children and whatever, when you say your name, they it means something. So when you leave, hopefully your name will mean something to somebody. But in our teaching today, we're talking about the name of Jesus, and it means so much to us that we need to understand it so that we can have faith in the name. Because it means something. Yes. And I don't know, you should begin to, I remember Oral Roberts, he'd quote different names, and he would tell us what the name meant. Give us that significance of that name. So when you mention a name to people, they get excited because some of those names bring some kind of benefit to society, to individuals. Many times a name can bring excitement, joy, and laughter. When you mention some people's name, you just start laughing because it reminds you of something, or they bring you some joy. And so the name of Jesus opens the door to the Father's heart in heaven. That name will get heaven's attention. It'll get a lot of attention. Heaven, angels, demons will begin to tremble in that name. So sometimes people use the name of Jesus as a swear word. And the name of Jesus is not a swear word. People call the name of Jesus. I hear people saying that many times. And of course, it don't mean anything to them. It's just they don't know. So once you know about the name, you shouldn't use the name in vain. The name of Jesus is a powerful name. Some Christians, because they don't know any better, they use the name like a, you would use like a rabbit's foot. The name of Jesus is more than a rabbit's foot. It'll just not a good luck charm. That's what I'm trying to say. It brings more to us than we can imagine. So that's why we need to teach on the name. So we're trying to teach a little bit of doctrine and more on doctrine and the whole idea that brings around that, that whole teaching. So the name can open the door and give us so many enjoyments in life. So let's go to a scripture verse in John chapter 16. Jesus talking to his disciples. And Jesus has said this, the Amplified Version. If you don't have a Bible, look at the screens. And Jesus said to his disciples, when the time comes, you will ask me nothing of me. Because at that time, they asked Jesus a lot of things because they're walking with Jesus every day and asking him different things. So he said, when the time comes is when he left them. For the last time, we see the book of Acts, when he left. After that time, he said, that's what he's talking about. When he left for heaven. And the cloud took him up into glory and as he arose to heaven. And when that time comes, you will ask nothing to me. You will need to ask me no questions. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you that my Father will grant you whatever you ask for in my name. As pertaining to all that I am. Up to this time, you have not asked me a single thing in my name, as presenting all that I am. But now ask, and keep on asking, you will receive, so that your joy, your gladness, delight may be full and complete. So he was telling them about his name. So he said, my name, you're going to ask the Father in my name, and my name means something. It means a whole lot of things. So when you ask the Father in my name and you ask him something, he said, the Father's going to give it to you. Because that's the code or the digit that you press in, like when you got a credit card there. And that credit card gives you money or whatever it is that you're purchasing. And you can purchase that item, whatever. So the name of Jesus is like that in the sense. But he's talking about asking anything and is asking God anything. That is anything that's in the scriptures. If you ask God anything that the Bible says you can have, God, Jesus said, my Father will give it to you. If it's in the Bible, if you can find it in the Bible, it belongs to you. Amen. Is that good?
Yeah.
Amen. So it's all in the name. He said, it's all in his name so that we can receive blessings from heaven. He said his name represents his very self. He said, my name will take up who I am, what all that I am to you. What is Jesus to you? What does the Bible say Jesus did for you? Everything that Jesus did for you, you're going to ask him in the name of Jesus. I want what that item says, what the scripture says there. So, his name actually takes the place of who he is when you use his name. In fact, at one point he said again here, we read in the Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19. The NIV says this. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. He's not talking about prayer, although we usually talk about, we use that in that manner. Let's pray the prayer of agreement. So if someone comes to you and says, can you agree with me in prayer? That person there should ask you what they want, and you say, okay, I agree. And that settles it. Amen. Jesus didn't say that you just get on your knees and then you start crying and lifting your hands and stomping your feet. And no, he's just saying, ask in my name. Amen. He said, okay, thank God. Somebody asks you, can you agree with me? I've got a sore ankle here. Agree that God will heal it in Jesus' name today. I said, all right, thank God, you got it. Amen, I agree. Amen. You don't have to say, okay, let's pray. And get all religious about it. Now, you can do that, but you don't have to. That is if you got faith in the Word. Amen. What God says in his Word, you can have.
Amen?
Amen? So we need to get a better picture, because sometimes we're brought up in certain religious circles that we have to go through all this gymnastics in order for us to show God that we're serious about this. Because we're closing our eyes, Lord God. But God, it's a spiritual thing, and God sees your heart. Amen. He sees everything in your heart. There's nothing that in your heart you can hide from God. He knows everything about you. In fact, the Bible says before you pray a prayer, he knows whatever word's going to come out of your mouth. That's wonderful. That's scary, too. So, he says, again, truly I say to you that if two of you, how many people does it take to get an agreement for you to get something from heaven? Six? That's what it says. Jesus said two. That is, if you agree. See, I see on Facebook people asking everybody to pray about a certain kind of need. Now, it's okay to do that, particularly if you don't know somebody out there might actually pray for you and you get something. But if you know yourself, you don't have to do that. I said, if you know yourself, you don't have to do that. You can do this yourself. I said, don't try this at home. Make sure you have an expert there. Call a pastor. He knows. No, we all can ask in the name. The name of Jesus belongs to all of us. Hello? That's what he said there. He said, let's look at that again. He said, truly I say to you, if two of you and a bunch of you other people on Facebook, he doesn't say that on there. Where do you have to be? On earth. Yeah. Are you on earth? Okay, on earth. Agree about everything, not disagree. Agree and ask, it will be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. For where there are two or three gathered together, in my name there's a little church service. We use that for small church service. I know there's a few people. Well, anyway, God says, if two or three gathered in my name, I'm there. Well, that's encouraging. But that's not what he's talking about, right? So we gather, we use the name. So God is wherever, God's going to be wherever two believers agree, you know, about the name of Jesus. Thank God. You know, there's some situations. Now, we're talking about intercession. I'm not talking about the prayer agreement. I'm talking about intercession. Intercession is different than agreeing in prayer. Amen. So intercession, there's sometimes you have to pray intercession and get a lot of people pray about certain things, maybe politically, something in the nation. So you have to get more people to pray about certain things. We're talking about corporate prayer, unity prayer. And so those things are a different matter. Like in our city, when we're praying for our city for peace and so forth. Thank God, let's pray. Let's everybody pray about that and believe God. How many people need to know, agree right now that we need prayer in our city? Woo, big time. Praise God. We need to be able to pray, believe God for good things to happen. I believe we're in the right spot. Amen. If anybody's going to move in the country, he's going to move right here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We don't have to go to a Benny Hinn service. Jesus is right here. Amen. Or a Kenneth Hagin meeting. It's right here, right now, Jesus. Amen? Or a Copeland meeting. It's right over here. God's moving right now, praise God. He is here. The same God that's everywhere else, he's right here right now, praise God. Amen? See, not enough people believe that, see? They don't believe that enough. They say, well, I got to travel all these miles. And no, we can get you that right now. Save you $1,000. Amen. Are you guys doing okay? You don't seem to be. Believe me. I'm believe, you know. The name of Jesus is going to work for us. Everywhere, anywhere. Praise God. Amen. So, thank God. We need to have faith in the name. Some people don't have faith in the name of Jesus. They have faith in MasterCard. Huh? Or Visa. I know I do sometimes. Where's that Visa? Let's pray about it. We don't need prayer. We need Visa. I remember one guy says to me, you know, we asked him to come to our fundraiser. One of the pastors. He said, yeah, we'll just be praying for you. I said, hey, we don't need just your prayer. We need your money. I said, the television, you know, over here, the Dougal Media, they don't want no prayer. They want money. Supposed to be a joke, but some people don't get it. So anyway, so many Christians do not know the extent of the power of the name of Jesus. Much of the world uses the name of Jesus only as an expression of the swear word, as I mentioned earlier. The church that began, the early church, we call it early church, it's the same church as us. Early church, the ones that first began, they understood the name of Jesus as a power of authority. Many church people today would do well in studying the authority of the name of Jesus, or behind the name. Not, you know, power. Whoever is backing whatever name, that's where the power comes from, right? God is backing this name. So in order to believe in the name of Jesus, we need to know, through some study and careful study of the revelation of God, what he tells us in his scriptures. After using the name and restoring a long-time cripple to health, the apostles said that over here in Acts chapter 3:16, he said this is the apostle Peter, and he says, and his name, that's the name of Jesus, and through faith in his name. Everybody say faith in his name. So we need to know that the name exists, but we also have to have faith in the name. The only way you have faith in his name is to study the scripture on what faith in the name will do for you, or how you can have faith in that name. You're going to have detailed information about what that name will give you. That's why, detail they give you on visa, they'll give you a statement about, you read the fine code here, tell us what you can do with that. Okay? There's some places that won't take a MasterCard. So, wow, this is good. Well, we don't have that. We don't take that here. Don't you read that? Can you read that sign? It says, no MasterCard. You know? I try to take my, I have a little card. It's called, a gas card. It's First Nations can get this little gas card. Okay? And I can go get a little cheaper gas. At the res. So can you too. If you're not First Nation, you can go on reserve and get cheaper gas. Drive. After a year, you'll save lots of gas. Does anybody believe me? You can go there, show them that card, and just walk in, smile, and show that card. That's right, sir. Yeah, how much you want? So just fill it up. And they fill it up for me. They said, how much is that? I said, oh, that'll be $38. $38? What do you think I am? A full tank. No, it depends, right? Depends. Okay. So we need to study this name. After using, he says, and through faith in his name, this man was made strong, whom you see and know. I guess he knew the guy. Yes, this man, the faith which comes through him has given this perfect soundness in presence of y'all. This is Acts 3:6, New King James says. So faith in the name, we need to have faith in the name. Today we need to understand the true nature of that meaning of that name. In our text it says, you need to call, this angel told Mary, you need to call your son Jesus. And then and the prophet says his name will be wonderful. It's wonderful because it'll bring you some wonderful things in your life. Amen? Glory to God. We have a legal right to use the name. Amen. Like, you can't just give your name to anybody. You can't just give your license to anybody and say, listen, you go ahead and drive. Here's a license for you. Drive my car over here. No, they have to have their own. They're not authorized to use, drive a motor vehicle unless they have a driver's license. It authorizes them to drive anywhere in Canada. So with the name of Jesus, that name will authorize you anything you can get from heaven. Whatever, what God says you can have. So we see from the scriptures that we have legal right to use the name of Jesus to obtain heaven's blessings. That name belongs not to the world, but to those people that Jesus gave it to. So if a police officer stopped you and said to you, can I have your driver's license, sir? He said, well, I don't have one. Here's my wife's driver's license. What will they say to you? They'll say, are you alive? Are you living? That's what my grandmother would say in her language. Are you living? Is there anybody home in there? But she'll tell me. So you're not authorized to use certain things. So Jesus has authorized his church, his people, that name. He said, you can use my name. You belong to me. My name is going to get you healing, whatever it is you want. But sometimes people don't believe that. And so they kind of ask somebody else, can you pray the name of Jesus for me? When it belongs to them. So maybe their faith is weak, so we can help. So that name belongs to us. In the book of Acts, you can see this demonstrated when some people try to use the name of Jesus without that legal right to use that name. So over here, in Acts chapter 19, verse 13 to 16, some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. They would say, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. The seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish priest, were doing this. So these were religious people. They were spiritual people. They believed they could use this name. So he says, one day an evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? Then the man who had evil spirits jumped on them and overpowered them all and gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. We'll pray right now. So they tried to use the name of Jesus. It didn't belong to them. Jesus didn't give those people the right to use the name unless they were believers. They belonged to God through Jesus Christ. They were children of God. So just because you're religious doesn't mean it's going to work for you. Just to try that. So we need to learn that even this scripture tells you they believed that name could do something for that man who was sick. They believed that name could drive out evil spirits, and they tried to use it. But they were wrong in one sense because it didn't belong to them. You have to use the name if it belongs to you. In Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus, he said, by the Spirit of God, that they should have a spiritual wisdom and revelation of who they are, what they have in Christ. So when Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus in chapter 1, he prayed a prayer, verse 15, right down to 23, I believe it is, he prayed. He prayed that they would have a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, verse 16. Or in the knowledge, not only of Jesus, but the knowledge of who we are in Christ, one translation says. Who are we in Christ? And what belongs to us in Christ? What we have, what we can do in the name of Jesus. So there's 133 verses of scripture in the Bible with this phrase, you know, in Christ, in whom we have. Those scriptures tell us who we are, what we have, what we can do. Amen. We need to start meditating on that and begin to say, in the name of Jesus, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, amen. In the name of Jesus, I can have my healing. Glory to God, amen. I'm whole in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to say that for ourselves. Touch somebody on your shoulder, say, in the name of Jesus, I bless you. I pray God will open doors for you. Amen. Amen? Let's begin to do that for one another. Touch somebody right now, say, in the name of Jesus, I bless you. Touch your neighbor, say, in the name of Jesus, I bless you. In Jesus' name, glory to God from head to toe. May you be blessed today. May this be a fantastic day. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ told the disciples, there was no need for asking anything under the new covenant, but that they should receive whatever they needed in his name in this new dispensation that when he left. Jesus said over there in John 16:23, at that time you will need not to ask me for anything. See, here's what it is. So if you're a Christian right now, you don't have to ask Jesus anything. Hello, are you there? Hello. Say, you don't say, Jesus, please give me this, and Jesus, give me that. No, he's already given us his name. He's already given us the word. So all we have to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, all that Jesus is, all that he did, I'm asking you for healing. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to save me. I'm asking you for deliverance. I'm asking you, Lord God, amen, give me wisdom. Help my children in Jesus' name. We have to do that. And the Father will look over and say, hey, I know that guy. Wasn't he the same fellow that was asking that same thing yesterday? Why didn't some angel tell him that he just can take it and quit asking me over and over? He asked the first time, I tried to give it to him, but he canceled it by asking and asking and asking for that same item I was trying to give him. Because he was asking in unbelief. See, there's some kind of asking in the Bible and prayer that you can keep on asking. And that's not the prayer of faith that you pray for yourself. You don't keep asking for something in the prayer of faith for yourself over and over and over again that the Bible says that already belongs to you. But there are some prayers that you have to continually pray and supplicate and intercede, but it's not the prayer of faith. Anything on your part, on your own, that you know that belongs to you, you don't have to ask over and over again. But you can, what you can do though is say, Lord, I want to thank you. I asked you for that item last week. I'm just thanking you again in the name of Jesus. If you say, Lord, if you just forget, I'm just reminding you. And he doesn't forget, right? He won't ever forget. So, he told his disciples at that time, you won't need to ask me anything. That's what he said. I'll tell you the truth. If you'll ask the Father directly, he will grant you a request because you use my name. You haven't done this before, and they hadn't. This is John 16:23, the NLT. Ask using my name, and you will receive whatever you have. You'll have abundant joy, he says. Isn't it wonderful that when your prayers are answered, it's wonderful, isn't it? You come out of there, you're just happy, laughing. You say, what are you laughing at? Oh, I'm just having a great time today. Oh, you're having a great time, right? Okay, yeah. Why? Because the Lord granted me some things today. Yeah? Oh, he's given me a brand new car. Yeah, let's go and see that car. Well, it's not here yet. It's coming. Come on now. It's coming in. Glory to God, amen? There's something about that name, though. Because names mean so many things to different people. That they call their children after them, as I mentioned. Sometimes they name people because they are celebrities or famous. So most of them people give their names because the reason they exist sometimes. So when you're naming your child, you don't give them, Clint. I like his acting. Let's call him Clint, honey. Clint Eastwood. Because he'll ride a big horse, and he'll be a cowboy. So we need to begin to think about when we name people things. Well, why are we calling those people? I'm glad my name is Roma, because I know underlying my name means great. So people ask you, "What's your name?" Great. That's one great meaning of my name. It's great. Rome the Great, praise God. Amen? Amen. Amen. So, the mother of Jesus was given this instruction, as I mentioned, to name her son Jesus for a very important work he had. So your name, I believe your name means something significant. So your homework is to look up your name and find out what it means. So I know in our culture, we name people after certain things. You know, you're a flying eagle. Well, why do you call you a flying eagle? I saw you fly through that window when your grandmother came home. No. But it's a significant name. So a name you give people. So Jesus' name meant something. And look at this in the scripture. It says there, so the mother of Jesus was given this name very significantly. This is what it meant. He says in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20, the New Living says, this was the message said to Joseph, the father of Jesus. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, angel said to him, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. I wish somebody would have that kind of word. Eh? Listen, don't marry Sarah. No. We need to have, you know, a very sure word like that. Like this angel is talking to this dad about what he should name. You know, how many know, you know, when Brother Hagin was a little, before he was born, an angel appeared to his mom and told Brother Hagin's mom, you have to name your son here. He didn't say Ken or Kenneth. He said, you got to name him John. Strange, isn't it? I heard that. I saw that. In fact, we heard that at school. We saw the video. So anyway, he says, it appeared to him in a dream, Joseph, son of David. The angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her is conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she'll have a son, and you are to name him Jesus. Listen to this. For he will save his people from their sins. That name carried that. Not only for his own people, the Jewish people, nation, but for everybody, the whole world. After that, I mean, it was revealed to them after that. Isaiah the prophet said many years ago, foretelling about the coming of the Messiah, Jesus, the Son of God, for a child is born unto us, a son is given, the government will rest upon his shoulders, and he will be called his wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting peace, Prince of everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, his government and his peace will never end. His rule will with fairness and justice on the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of heaven's armies will make this happen. This is Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, NLT. So we see here, you know, Jesus has many names. See, his name is also the word, but the word that signifies for the New Testament church, the name of Jesus was to be used for everything they needed. Everything they needed. So even, you know, when you're giving praise to God, you say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's scriptural. Yeah. Because that name carries a lot of meaning. That name of Jesus means a lot of things, not, you know, other than just identifying who that person is. It brings out a whole significant thing. So we want to look at this as we study the next little while about this. So we give thanks in the name. And Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever you think of something during the day, say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. You think about, you see something outside that you like, the sky or the cloud. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We praise him in his name. We thank God in his name. Oh, you know, you're thinking about something. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise him. Lift that hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Lift up both hands and say, thank you, Jesus. I worship you. No, look at this. Look at this. Hebrews 13:15. He says, therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise. That's through Jesus. Proclaiming our allegiance to his name. We offer praise as priests. The Bible says, you understand this, the New Testament church, you know, in the Old Testament, there's only one priest, you know, high priest, and there's different kinds of priests. But in the New Testament, God made us all kings and priests. Yeah. The Bible says, as a priest, our duty is to minister before God and worship God and pray for other people and offer the sacrifice of praise. Amen. Thank God. Giving thanks to his name. The scriptures, I can give you scriptures for it, but I don't have that time right now because we have to get on here. We have a power of attorney, as what we said there, you know, the right to use the name of Jesus as if it belonged to you. Then he told them, Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, then he told them, he said, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. Anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. Now, you have to understand this. You know, my wife was reading something here about heaven. She's reading this book about heaven. If there's a heaven, there's a hell. Now, people don't want to talk about that because there is a hell. And a lot of say, oh, I shouldn't say it. It scared people. Well, how are people going to know? No, I don't get all these things that people put on Facebook and say, oh, you know, we saw this guy there, that. Well, you shouldn't be saying all that, even if you did see somebody, if you saw something there. And I don't think God will tell you all these things because you would blab everything and scare everybody to smithereens. God wants us to understand something. He loves the world, and he doesn't want you to go there. Amen. So he says in there, these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. That is in my name. That's what some translators say. Those who believe my name, they'll cast out devils in my name. So I'm going to tell you something. I've cast devils out in the name of Jesus. I don't know. Like some people think, well, that's, you know, that's way far-fetched. No, I'm telling you, I didn't believe it myself at first. It's when I had to use it, I had to call out demons and people who was suffering from suicide. I called spirits out of them, and the spirit left them. People who are addicted and had some mental health issues, I was able to help them. But not every person who has mental health has a demon. Not every person who is suicidal has a demon. It's when God shows you that you exactly, you know. Don't just guess, oh, in the name of Jesus, let's try this here. I think this is this kind of spirit. No, you got to see this thing. You got to see it. And you got to hear what God told you, what's in there, and you got to begin to minister to other people. Amen. And that's what's confusing a lot of folks. They just guess, and, well, I think you got this. You got a caffeine spirit. You've been drinking too much Timmy's. Huh? And so they begin to guess. No, you got to you use the name. So you have authority to use the name to do that. See, I was able to cast that spirit out of that woman. That woman told me months later, she said, you know what? When you cast that spirit out of me, I was trying to kill myself, and repeatedly they found me dangling on a rope. My family would take me out and try to save me, and I'd be almost dying, choking, suffocating. He said, before you call that spirit out of me, he said, inside of me, there was something inside of me like just gnawing and scratching and clawing, telling me bad things and all that. And as soon as you cast it out, it left. Amen. Never had that problem anymore. In my meeting, I'm preaching in a service. And the Lord said to me, stop the service right now. Minister to that woman right now. So I pray. This is not a normal service. You don't find this in denominational settings sometimes. You might, but I don't see a whole lot of them. We don't see a whole lot here. Maybe you all need help right now. But I'm telling you, we need to be able to help people. So this is not just native people in some kind of shaking tent having visitations with some spirits. There's spirits everywhere. And they're not, might not be on people sometimes, but they might dog people, follow them, and just fester with them, make them afraid and make them anxious. I told my wife, nothing but just demons affecting people who are nervous. So to give them pills, we got to learn to address this in the name of Jesus and talk to ourselves and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm strong in the Lord, praise God. Amen? We got to address this. There's so many people that have so much fear about everything. We got to stand up and take the name of Jesus and say, I will not be afraid. I want you to back off, get out of my house in Jesus' name. I'm not afraid of you. You got to be able to tell the devil you're not afraid of him. And you shouldn't be afraid of him because Jesus has protected you. You're under the protection. Now, if you go drinking wine with him, I would say he's going to give you a good beating and keep you like that for a while. In my name, they shall speak with new tongues, new languages. They shall handle snakes and be with safety. He didn't say go handle snakes. He said if something happened to you, you can be safe. And drink any deadly poisonous thing. And Bible says, and if they eat any deadly thing, it says it will not hurt them. So we're about to eat over here. We're going to believe God, praise God. Right? And anything you eat, like people say, oh, I'm afraid of this, I'm afraid of that. What's in this thing here? And so they're afraid of everything. What if you're eating something, you don't know what it is? So, Father, I'm praying for this food in the name of Jesus. I don't know what they're doing back there. I didn't go back in it's a nice 5-star restaurant, but I believe in the name of Jesus that whatever's in there is not going to affect my blood system. So we believe God for protection. The Bible says, Acts 4:12, that there is no other name under heaven given where we might be saved. Amen. Salvation comes in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's a benefit. The word salvation is a big word that means deliverance. It means health. It means safety. It means preservation. It means all those things, that prosperity and so on. Salvation means a whole lot than just, when I go to heaven, when I die, I'll go to my last breath, I'll go to heaven. It means more than that. It means salvation, sure. The jailer in Acts 19, for all you guys that go to jail regularly, I'm going to give you the scripture, Acts 16, verse 29, those of you watching right now. Okay, so it says this jailer, he was about to kill himself. Paul said, don't kill yourself. Now, Paul went to jail. He was thrown in jail because he cast a spirit out of a woman. And when the spirit left that woman, she couldn't do divination. Somebody said, what's divination? Google it. So in fact, she couldn't do all these things before, tell fortunes and all that stuff. So that spirit left that woman. Paul called that spirit out of that woman. And that woman says, sir, master, I can't tell you anything anymore. The spirit is gone. It's out of me. And that spirit was giving this person. Listen to me. Some people are trying to find grandpa at a seance. It's a spirit of divination there. Say, oh, yes, I'm grandpa. And that same grandpa has been killing your ancestors for a long time, and you think it's grandpa. Yeah. And this is a deception. So this lady was giving business for this guy, and they're all deceived. And Paul comes along, and by the Spirit of God, the spirit that's working in him, it's called the spirit of discerning of spirits, and Paul identified the spirit in the name of Jesus, come out of that woman. That spirit came out, and they couldn't. And so they threw him in jail for being a Christian. So he's in jail, and so God shook that jail and was about to release Paul and all those people in that prison. And Paul says, listen, jailer, don't kill yourself. We're all here. And the man says, sir, what must I do to be saved? He said, believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll be saved, not only you, but all your household, all your family, praise God. That's a promise. It's a promise that we can have for all our family. We're believing God for our children. So, yeah, they might be out there right now just say, thank God they're saved. So they might be drinking wine right now, whiskey, or shooting up or whatever, snorting, whatever they're doing. You say, thank God they're saved in the name. I have the word right here. Yeah. I know it's not happening right now, but in the realm of spirit, I believe it. I got it in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's faith. Because faith believes what it doesn't see right now. Yeah. It calls those things which be not as though they were. That's what faith is. There's healing in the name of Jesus. I'll finish this quickly. Acts chapter 3 and verses 1 to 6. There was a man there who was sick. He was there. The Bible says that one day, as they approached the temple, the man from birth was being carried there each day. He was put beside the temple gate, the one called Beautiful. And so he could beg from the people going to that temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter that temple, asking for some money, Peter and John looked upon him and said, intently, Peter said, look on us. And the man looked on him. The layman looked upon them eagerly, expecting to receive money. But Peter said, I don't have any kind of money, any silver or gold, but what I'll give you, I have in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. That's a whole lot better than some change. And the man got up and walked. What do we have? We have the name of Jesus. Amen. So we have power. Let's all stand. Praise God. The name of Jesus, glory to God, means more than we can imagine in the natural. Praise God.